You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now, you may have seen some recent news stories about a study which shows what happens to the brain of a zebrafish when it listens to this song.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
That was conducted by DJ and neuroscientist Rebecca Paulson at the Scott Lab of the Queensland Brain Institute. The purpose of the experiment was to show how we can use zebrafish to better understand auditory processing in humans, especially those with disorders such as autism spectrum disorder or schizophrenia. Now, here at BFM, we have the insider scoop. My very own sister, Maya Wild, who is also a PhD student at the Queensland Brain Institute. And that is her fish in the video, and she was actually the one to press play on the song. So I began by asking her the very important question, why Can't Touch This by MC Hammer?
Well, so firstly, Rebecca, who is the main person who's done all the work on this study, has said that she was a pretty big MC Hammer fan as a kid. But also MC Hammer himself has gotten really into science communication on Twitter. So we hoped that if we made this recording and sent it out to MC Hammer that he might pick up on it and share the word about this cool paper that had been done.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
And on, you know, his Twitter and also Rebecca's Twitter, you can find the video of the fish brain responding to Can't Touch This, which is definitely worth a watch.
I guess to describe what's going on in the video, if people were to watch it, what are they seeing happening there?
So in response to MC Hammer's song, you can see all these different neurons lighting up in different parts of the brain. When different parts of the song happens, you have the snare drum in one place lights up, and you have the vocals in a group of neurons in a different place lights up. It's really amazing.
And so why zebrafish in particular?
So what's really amazing about zebrafish, especially when they're young like this, is that they're completely transparent. So the skin and the skull, everything is transparent. So you can put a microscope above them and see everything in their whole brain. And so we can genetically modify them so that their neurons light up green when they're active. And that means that while they're sitting underneath the microscope, we can then focus up and down throughout the brain over time and see which neurons are active and what's going on in the brain. And then also see what's going on in the brain in response to sounds being played to the fish.
And in terms of similarity to human brains, zebrafish are actually quite similar, apparently.
Well, so they're also vertebrates. They have a spine, which generally in the animal kingdom means that you're at least reasonably close in terms of your brain layout. One thing that they don't have is the cortex, which is the kind of wrinkly bit that we have on the outside of our brain. But that's actually kind of another benefit, because in a human or another mammal, if you want to look at the bits that are underneath the cortex, it's difficult because the cortex is in the way. Whereas in this case, you don't have to look through a cortex at all.
So what is the study actually about?
So it's about auditory processing in the zebrafish. And previously, people didn't really think that the zebrafish could tell apart many different sounds or that it could hear a lot of different frequencies. And part of the reason for that is that they're using a speaker above the water, right? So, you know, when you're in a swimming pool, if your head's underneath the water, you can't really hear what's going on above the water that well. So what Rebecca has done is actually designed a speaker where the front part of the speaker that vibrates is a piece of glass, which is part of the chamber where the zebrafish is in. So on the other side of the glass is the water. So the sound just goes directly into the water. And she's played a bunch of different frequencies and a bunch of different types of sounds, like ones that are increasing in volume, ones that go kind of woo or woo. And the zebrafish can tell all of these different things apart. It can hear way more frequencies than anybody thought that it could. And we can actually see where in the brain all of these different things are processed.
I wanted to ask what the point of this experiment was in terms of the broader scheme of things and what that study aims to achieve.
So zebrafish are actually used a lot in research and in neuroscience. Previously, people thought that they didn't have a particularly complicated or sophisticated ability to hear, which means that nobody was really using them for anything to do with investigating the auditory system in a really deep and complicated way. What Rebecca has shown is that they can actually hear way more frequencies than anyone thought. So now that opens the door for us to do a lot more complicated auditory tests, ones that model auditory tests that can be done in humans and in other mammals, including ones that can be done in humans to find differences in sensory processing in certain disorders like autism spectrum disorder.
Yeah, and so tell me a bit more about that, because that's kind of the end goal of this research, right, is to help people with those disorders. How do we go from MC Hammer to that?
Yeah, so it's really about understanding what is happening in the circuit level at the individual neurons, how they communicate to each other. What's different between someone that has autism spectrum disorder compared to someone who doesn't in terms of the way that their brains process sound? And, you know, a lot of people with ASD have hypersensitivity to sound, so they can react really strongly or get really stressed out. And this is about delving way down into the brain.
Is there anything else you'd like to add on top of that?
What's really exciting about this study is that you can see every single neuron in the brain of a zebrafish while it's alive and perfectly healthy and not anesthetized or anything like that, which is not something that you can do in any other animal, certainly not in humans. So the amount of information we can get about how sound is processed out of these zebrafish is really quite amazing. Another thing that is just amazing to think about, anytime you're thinking about neurons and how they work together and how they can understand something and make sense of it, is think about how tiny the head of that zebrafish is, right? It's like 1 millimeter by 1 millimeter or even less. And the amount of computation that that tiny brain can do, you know, our computers are huge compared to that, and they are on a similar level.
That was my sister, Maya Wild, a PhD student from the Queensland Brain Institute, talking about the research by Rebecca Paulson on auditory process, zebrafish, and MC Hammer. Let's hear it one more time.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.